Immortal in Death by J.D. Robb. The Fatal Gift of Beauty, Byron. Make me immortal with a kiss, Christopher Marlowe. Chapter 1. Getting married was murder. Eve wasn't sure how it had happened in the first place. She was a cop, for God's sake. Throughout her 10 years on the force, she'd firmly believed cops should stay single, unencumbered, and focused utterly on the job. It was insane to believe one person could split time, energy, and emotion between law, with all its rights and wrongs, and family, with all its demands and personalities. Both careers, and from what she'd observed, marriage was a job, had impossible demands and hellish hours. It might have been 2058, an enlightened time of technological advancement, but marriage was still marriage. To Eve, it translated to terror. Yet here she was, on a fine day in high summer, one of her rare and precious days off, preparing to go shopping. She couldn't stop the shudder. Not just shopping, she reminded herself as her stomach clutched, shopping for a wedding dress. Obviously, she'd lost her mind. It was Rourke's doing, of course. He'd caught her at a weak moment, both of them bleeding and bruised and lucky to be alive. When a man is clever enough and knows his quarry well enough to choose such a time and place to propose marriage, well, a woman was a goner. At least a woman like Eve Dallas. You look like you're about to take on a gang of chemi thugs barehanded. Eve tugged on a shoe, flicked her gaze up and over. He was entirely too attractive, she thought. Criminally so. The strong face, poet's mouth, killer blue eyes. The wizard's mane of thick black hair. If you managed to get past the face to the body, it was equally impressive.